Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another segment of Classical Music Adventures. Our subtitle for today, Women on the Move, Courage. Women on the Move, Courage plays a significant role behind the promotion of women's films and products. And today, we feature women from Atlanta. We're going to talk to two dynamic young women at 6 o'clock, and they are from Atlanta, Shelley Howard and Arlene. They will definitely join us at 6 o'clock. And Arlene Mack and Shelley Howard, they have a product and a service called Journey to Peace, Mindfulness. On the card it says, let's talk. What are your thoughts? So that segment is going to come on at 6 o'clock, and I know you're going to enjoy these two dynamic young women from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, in the world today, promotion, collaboration are the keys to dual success. The more promotion that individuals get, the more they're able to support the venues and the products that bring them to the general public. So again, Journey to Peace and Mindfulness is a product created by Arlene Mack and Shelley Howard. And you're going to hear from those dynamic young women at 6 o'clock. We turn now to one of our featured phenomenal soundtracks. It's called Supernova. And I played it before, and it was just requested by so many to say that they enjoyed that part of our classical show. So without further ado, let's get to Supernova on the Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. And the subtitle, Women on the Move, Courage. Music plays a significant role behind the promotion of women, whether in film or with their products. Ladies and gentlemen, part two to Supernova. And welcome to another segment of Classical Music Adventures, subtitle, Women on the Move. We have a fantastic group or couple of young ladies from Atlanta, Shelley Howard and Arlene Mack. They have a purpose called Journey to Peace and Mindfulness. And we always call products or services purpose because that's what they serve. We're going to take a quick announcement break. Get ready for their part of the segment. And the music that you heard was so appropriate. It was Supernova Part 2, one of the most requested animation classical soundtracks ever produced. And after we talk to these amazing young ladies, we're going to bring you Part 1 of Supernova. But as always, DSM, the purpose, the legacy, is to promote and uplift others who have amazing ideas and those who believe in supporting our cause to lift the Black culture higher. So let me get to the intros, and when I come back, I will introduce my two guests.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our Classical Music Adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And as always, I look forward to bringing you exciting guests. Today we feature Atlanta's Shelley Howard, Arlene Mack. So I want to welcome them to the show And thank you for tuning in and for being a guest.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it. We're so excited to be here this evening.
Well, thank you, Shelley, for tuning in and for explaining to people the purpose of Journey to Peace and Mindfulness.
Peace and Mindfulness is a place on all social media platforms. It's a no-judgment zone. It's a place where people could come, convene, and take this path with us as we seek out purposely and intentionally exactly what our page is about, peace and mindfulness, joys and happiness, as we take this journey called life.
Well, let me ask you a question. You have various facets of this journey to peace and mindfulness. Is it your coloring books? Is it your assisting other women in Atlanta to grow? What exactly would a person come to you and say, this is what I'm looking for?
Yes, great question. It's a place where we explore different ways to the journey. So if someone is going through something in their life, we teach them things to ways to combat anxiety, depression, or any of those social stigmas. One way to do that is through art therapy. And so we do offer products in our online store that help you to distract yourself, to deal and to cope. And one of those items are the coloring books. We are authored to two coloring books right now, more to come in that area. And we also have ready-to-paint canvases and also custom-made canvases for our people, for our followers and supporters and people who just, you know, rock with us and are with us on this journey.
Well, the brainchild behind the coloring books, do you offer this at pop-ups, at community centers? Do you go out into the community and share it with other people, or do you just talk about it online?
Yeah, so we talk about it online, absolutely. That's the primary place that can be purchased in our online stores on social media. But we do take the coloring books as well as the canvases out into the community. We give them out at our outreach activities. We also sell them at pop-up shops across Metro Atlanta. We sell them online. We give them away. Sometimes we just find it in our hearts. We're led to give them away to people who cannot afford to buy them. But we also sell them on sale. They're on sale right now, but they're also on Amazon. We do a lot of outreach where we go out and help the less fortunate. And part of doing that, sometimes we give our products away. But we find ourselves really leaning on the art therapy as one of the forms of helping one another, empowering women to stand up, take control of their lives today. But we also talk about wellness on our page and in person. We encourage people to walk with us in person, but also virtually, or to engage in hiking activities, exercise, anything that we can combat some of those things that come upon us as women and men as we go through life. And that's a great question, Don. Thanks.
Well, do you believe that coloring books for a woman to express herself through color, through imaging, will help her get a better self-image, more encouraging as far as I have a special place in life, I have value, I'm worth my self-worth, which is so important? Is that what happens through the coloring book?
Yes, we feel like coloring is an expressive way to find yourself, an expressive way to, through color and blending of colors. And we feel like just taking that time throughout the day, that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever it is that you're allowed to use, and just putting the crayon to paper, colored pencil to paper, marker to paper, whatever it is, you know, or paint to canvas, whatever it is, put being expressive on that paper helps you find yourself. And once you find yourself, that self-confidence comes back, that empowerment comes back. Wherever you felt lost, you know, you can find that through art.
Have you thought about really approaching some of the shelters where women have been abused, where young women in school feel I'm being bullied or I don't have self-worth, and maybe coloring myself as a more positive person will make me feel better?
Yeah, so in Marietta, Georgia, for instance, there's a facility that we frequent to take a lot of hygiene products, clothing, and other things to these women there, and we've partnered with them, and we have things on our agenda, times on our agenda to just go back and sit with the ladies. These ladies are in a transitional period, and just they're women of all ages. They're just in a transition and getting back into society, and we have plans to just sit down with them one evening or one Saturday afternoon and, you know, give them some, you know, Shelly and Arlene time, you know, give them that one-on-one attention and give them the time that they deserve. That's a place that we frequent often. We also have been into some nursing facilities and been with the elderly. So that is exactly what we want to do, is to continue those sorts of efforts.
But what about the women that are homeless? Do you ever find them in the street and you just pull up to them and say, listen, I've got something I want to share with you? Because that's a very stressful moment in life.
Yes. And we see it quite often as we're driving through the Metro Atlanta area, and we pull up on people and we ask them first, how may we help you? You know, we don't just jump out and run up to someone, but we always approach people with kindness and respect. And we always ask, how may we help you? And, you know, we try to keep items in our cars, our vehicles, and we give them products and items. And, you know, some of our bags have, the bags meaning our survivor bags, have our coloring books in them. So we try to give that out to them, explain to them, you know, use this tool, you know, the coloring book per se, as a tool to relax your mind, to distract yourself from what's going on in your life right here in that moment. Those are always a lot of quick visits, if you will, quick interactions or exchanges. So it's not a lot of time right there on the streets, just because of Metro Atlanta traffic doesn't really allow for us to like park and get out and have a big open forum with a group of people. So those are quick exchanges. But yeah, we definitely want to kind of get out there more and give people something they need and may desire, which is that distraction from what's happening in their life.
In your coloring book, do you have a section where there could be a young woman coloring a family image, her children that's been displaced, or just the loving care of a newborn baby? Do you have anything like that inside your coloring book?
So our second coloring book, which is Journey to Activities, has a more family feel. There's pictures of children. There's pictures of couples. There's images or illustrations of women or men or babies or young girls. There's nothing in there that will show anybody displaced, if you will, or unhoused. That definitely is an idea for our third edition. It's something that we will certainly look into. I'm not sure how we would illustrate in this moment. But we definitely, our second book is more of a family sort of feel to it.
Well, the reason why I brought that up, a lot of times when I'm doing diversity marketing and I'm talking about communities, when architects draw the Black community, they do the church, the basketball area, the park, maybe a couple of homes that are middle income. In the other communities, you get the library, you get the school, you get the shopping center, you get the middle income home, and then you get the higher income home. And
right.
So it gives them a sense of value of what their community looks like. A lot of people seem to point or paint the African-American community as basic on the
right.
library in Indianapolis. At the top of the library are the names of great authors from the 18th century. Even Dr. Seuss's name is on the top of the library. When we build libraries in the Black community, they're just brick and mortar. On the inside are not the images of African-American female icons. So that was the only reason why I asked, because the disparity between showing the communities helps the child realize their community is very important. Now, let me ask you this, though. So if they go on Amazon, where can they find your product?
Product is on Amazon. You could just really go into the search bar and type in Journey to Peace and Mindfulness. And both of our coloring books will appear, and they can select which one they want. They are $10 right on Amazon. And if they have Prime, they would receive, if they have Amazon Prime, they would receive free shipping on the coloring books. Now, if they go to social media, if they go to our page, Journey to Peace and Mindfulness, on Facebook or IG, they could purchase the coloring books right from our shop, and they're on sale right now in our shop for $8. So they have different ways and options to be able to receive our coloring book for sale right here, right now. We always ship within 24 hours of the order. So, and we appreciate anyone that makes an order. One thing I want to add about buying our coloring books, 100% of all sales of our products, be it the coloring books or the canvases, or anything from our shop, 100% goes right back. All the profits go back into serving the community.
Okay. Now, what about a website? Do you guys have a website and a video on YouTube they can watch?
Yes, absolutely. JourneyToPeaceAndMindfulness.net is our website. So www.JourneyToPeaceAndMindfulness.net. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, under that same name.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, Arlene, I need to bring her in and see exactly what new ideas she's came up with, because she told me the other day she was learning how to quilt. Does that have anything to do with Journey for Peace?
Good evening.
Well, good evening, Ms. Mack.
Good evening. How are you? Well, Shelley, thank you for that information. It was a magnificent.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Don. How are you?
I am fine, Arlene, and I understand that you two women collaborated together to come up with Journey to Peace and Mindfulness. What was in your mind when you created this?
We were on our own personal journey, and part of our journey was we were with a walking group, and we came together. And from that, from us walking, from there, we in turn started talking about our own personal journeys. Then we was like, hey, let's do Journey to Peace and Mindfulness, because in life we are all on our own personal journey, and everyone's journey looks different. And we always think that we're the only one going through something, but by talking and communicating and exchanging ideas and information, we learned that, wow, we all have our own journey and our own story. So coming together as a community and bringing it all together will help each and every one of us.
Well, let me ask you this. When you started this journey, did you look like deep inside of yourself and say, I'm going to create a coloring book along with my associate, Shelley, and we're going to focus on the image of positivity for Black women with hair and color and clothes? Or what idea did you have for the imaging?
we just knew we wanted it to be of minority descent, because the reality of it is in, when we go to the stores, a lot of those books don't look like us, and it doesn't depict our life stories according to us. So we wanted the images to kind of tell a story about us and things that we do within the community. So some of our images represent that, and we have more to come. We're not finished creating. This was only the beginning.
Wow.
And we have a lot of stuff prepared to come down the line. Great
well, this
question.
This has been exciting. This has been very exciting. Give us one more point on how to get your product, where they could get your product, so that we can make sure our audience knows exactly if they'd like to support your product.
Okay, we offer ready-to-paint canvases. They're custom designed, so if you have a design in mind, you DM us, and we will sit down and come up with some images that they desire, and we'll ship it to you, and then you get to paint it. And when you paint the canvases, we want you to paint the canvases through your eyes. We don't want you to copy somebody else's. We want you to take that image and make it yours and bring it to life. And you can find us on Journey 2, and it's the number 2, not the word 2. So it's Journey, the number 2, peaceandmindfulness.net. And that's on all platforms. That's on all platforms. And, yeah. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted.
Well, that's okay. You know, you've been doing the whole promotion thing for a while now, you know, so we always allow a hiccup here and there. Listen, this has been really good. It's been a great interview for you, ladies. I wish you a lot of continued success, and I know it's going to just continue to grow. I want to thank you for being on Classical Music Adventures. And the subtitle is appropriate, Women on the Move, Courage. Classical music plays a significant role behind the promotion of women in film and products. Those were my guests today.
Thank you.
Arlene Mack.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it.
Oh,
and have a good evening, everyone.
And even the soundtrack, Supernova, fit so well with you ladies coming on. Have a great Sunday.
You too.
hearts of people. It's always, did you go to the church? Hey. I like the way Shelly handled it at first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, talk to her because I didn't know you guys were on Amazon, so that was a good thing. And it just shows growth. And that's my whole point about the Facebook people. Stop. I know you got a cousin. I know you love your mama, but give me something.
Yeah. I mean,
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos, más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we return, and you're listening to Classical Music Adventures, Women on the Move, Courage. Music plays a significant role behind the promotion of women in film and products. Today, we feature two dynamic young women from Atlanta, Shelley Howard and Arlene Mack. They have a product and service called Journey to Peace and Mindfulness. And again, you're listening to Don S. McClure. I'm your host. Every Sunday from 5:30 to 7:30, we now venture into excitement and adventure in part two, Supernova, one of the most requested tracks that we played so far. And I know it just gives me such a great feeling to know that we are moving forward with the DSM-TV project that is going to be phenomenal. So again, we're going to grow, and with your support, we're going to prosper, encourage, share, and build a legacy and future. I'm your host, Don S. McClure, and we bring you another part of Supernova.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.